Part 6. Exchanging contact information. Giving phone numbers. In both business and friendly situations, people often want to exchange contact information. Susan Jenkins is leaving work when a colleague comes up to her. Listen to their conversation.
I think your idea is absolutely great. Unfortunately, I'm off on holiday tomorrow. Can I give you a ring over the weekend? I have some ideas which might help things along.
Sure. Let me give you my mobile number. It's 07429-729-458.
Thanks, Susan. I'll probably call on Sunday evening, if that's all right.
That's fine. I'll speak to you then. Have a good weekend.
You too.
UK, US. A British person will give you their mobile number, whilst an American will give you their cell number. A home phone number may be called a landline. Asking for contact information. As John Barnes leaves for his train, he asks Mitchell Cunningham for his contact information. Listen to their conversation.
Well, it was great to meet you, John.
I really enjoyed having the chance to chat. Would it be possible to keep in touch by email?
Sure, I'll give you my card. You have all my contact information on it.
I'm afraid I don't have any more business cards left. I've given them all out over the last few days. I'll email you, though.
Okay, I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Good to know. When talking about a business card, people will often simply say, card. Now practice it. David Tins asks if he can contact Sue Jenkins by saying,
Can I give you a ring over the weekend?
John Barnes asks Mitchell Cunningham,
Would it be possible to keep in touch by email?
They could also have asked,
Can we keep in touch?
Can I give you a ring sometime?
Do you mind if I give you a ring?
Can I email you about this?
Travis Orr requests contact information from two people in a more formal manner. Listen to the conversations.
Excuse me, could I contact you about this if I have questions?
Certainly. Let me give you my card and I'll write my mobile number on the back.
Thank you very much. Do you have a card with your company's contact information?
I've just thrown out, I'm afraid. But if you Google Dunn and Associates, you'll find our website. The contact info is listed on the homepage.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Good to know. When talking about contact information, people may simply say contact info. Now practice it. When asking for contact information, Travis Orr asked,
May I have your contact information, please?
He could also have asked,
Could I get your contact information, please?
Could I get your company's contact information?
Do you have a business card?
Giving contact information. You can practice giving your contact information by saying,
I'll give you my card.
Here's my business card.
Let me give you my mobile number.
I'll give you my phone number.
I'll shoot you an email with my home address. It was nice meeting you, Doug.
You too, Travis. What did you say your last name was?
It's Orr. O-R-R.
Travis Orr. Got it.
UK, US. A British person will give you their surname, whilst an American will give you their last name. Good to know. When spelling a name, if the same letter appears twice in a row, as in or, you can say double R. Now practice it. Repeat the following names and spellings.
Phillips. Phillips.
Henderson. Henderson.
Dunn. Dunn.
Colburn. That's Colburn.
Checking a phone number. Listen as Travis Orr asks Doug Colburn for a phone number.
Could I get your phone number before I go? I'd like to talk to you more about the project.
Sure. My cell is 678-555-7243.
You said 678-555-7243.
That's right. Let's talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Now practice it. When verifying Doug Colburn's phone number, Travis Orr asked,
You said 678-555-7243.
He could also have asked,
Did you say 678-555-7243?
That's 678-555-7243.
Or,
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the number, please?
Giving an email address. Listen as Travis Orr asks Amanda Matthews for her email address.
Before you go, could I get your phone number or email? I'd like to keep in touch.
Sure, why not? My email is amanda.matthews@cybernet.co.uk.
Thanks, Amanda.
And can I get yours too?
Of course. It's t.orr@flash.net.
Thanks.
Good to know. When talking about an email address, people will often simply say email. When giving an email address out loud, the at symbol is said at, and the dot symbol is said dot. So Amanda's email address would be said amanda.matthews@cybernet.co.uk. Now practice it. Repeat the following email addresses.
Kristen.masters@hhs.com.
Karen.white4@comzone.co.uk.
Adam.jones at cch.gov.
Asking somebody to text you. Good to know. If someone wants you to contact them by sending a text message to their phone, they may ask you to text them. Listen as Travis Orr makes arrangements with Jenny Smith.
Hey, Jenny, I'm headed out. Should I call your office later to let you know where we're meeting for dinner?
Actually, I'll be in a meeting. Can you text me instead? I'll check my phone after the presentation.
Sure, no problem.
Now practice it. Travis Orr asked,
Should I call your office later?
He could also have asked,
How can I get in touch with you?
Should I call you at home?
Should I call your mobile or landline?
Do you want me to call your mobile?
Should I email it to you?
Do you want me to text you directions to the restaurant? Thank you.